Class, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. It's May 11th, 2011, and I'm sitting back having a lovely cup of organic jasmine green tea, and I'm going to enjoy this hour with you and our special guest today. We're going to be talking about, you know, my favorite subject, healthy, delicious, yummy, vegan, plant-based food. And we're going to be speaking with Christine Waltermeyer. She's the founder and director of the Natural Kitchen Cooking School. With over 15 years of experience in the field of natural cooking, Christine is a masterful chef and teacher specializing in macrobiotic, vegan, and raw food cuisines. Christine recently published her first cookbook, Natural Vegan Kitchen. She has appeared on Ebru TV's Daily Connection as a regularly featured chef. Her personal chef clients have included well-known celebrities, and Christine also teaches Food for Life cooking classes for the Cancer Project. She has co-taught with legendary natural foods leader Michio Kushi at the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health in Lenox, Massachusetts. Christine has taught dynamic cooking classes at Integral Yoga Institute in New York City, Dean's Natural Food Market in Ocean City, New York, New Jersey, and Whole Foods Market in Princeton. Christine has been the subject of numerous newspaper and magazine articles, including Princeton's US1 magazine and the Asbury Park Press. Christine's written for Veg News magazine. She's the graduate of Millersville University, the Kushi Institute, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and is a member of the International Association of Culinary Professionals. She's a certified wellness coach for the Coach Training Alliance, and she specializes in gluten-free diets for children with special needs. It is Christine's passion to empower others with the skills and knowledge to create radiant health. Welcome, Christine.
Hello, Karen. Thank you for that great introduction.
Well, you did it. I just read it.
But you read it well.
Thank you. And welcome to the show. I have not met you in person, but it's great to read about you and great to read about why you do what you do, because I feel like we're kindred spirits in some way, and I always enjoy talking to people with a passion about food and who want to use food to improve people's lives, create health, and do it in a yummy, delicious way.
Yeah.
I think that's what life is all about.
Yes, I agree, and I think what you're doing is great as well.
So. Yeah, so hats off to both of us.
That's right.
If I'm pouring you a virtual cup of tea here.
Oh, that sounds great, that jasmine tea. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like drinking alone. Mmm. Yeah, it's very good. I was really in the mood for it. Okay, so let's get started here. You have a new cookbook. How exciting.
Yeah, thanks.
And I don't know if people realize how much work goes into preparing a cookbook. But
yeah.
I know it takes a lot of work. And there's a lot of things, too. And one is, you know, just testing the recipes to make sure they're right so that when people reproduce them, they get what they're supposed to get.
Exactly.
I've been thinking a bit about the word natural lately for a number of reasons, and I just wanted to know, what does natural mean to you? Because you use it in the name of your cookbook, The Natural Vegan Kitchen. You use it in the Natural Kitchen Cooking School, and I'm just going to say a little bit more. We have natural food stores, and there's a lot of food products that use the word natural, and it's not a word that has been officially defined by our government for food products and regulation. What does it mean to you?
To me, I would say, you know, as close to Mother Nature as possible. So very whole and unprocessed or minimally processed, as if you had picked it right out of the garden.
I like that. That's what it should mean.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh. Okay. And you have quite a list of places that you've studied at in food preparation. How did you get started on this path?
You know, it started with my own health issues. Gosh, I was in my late teens, and I had had surgery twice for benign breast lumps.
Oh.
But I had about 20 removed, and probably that many grew right back, right under the scars. And
wow.
My surgeon at the time, when I was 22 or so, he said, you know, you can't keep coming out of surgery. You should really consider getting a double mastectomy.
Oh!
And I was like, I don't think so. So that set me on this quest of natural healing and discovering all I could about what I could do through food and diet to heal myself. And thankfully, I never had to have the surgery, and the rest is history.
Right. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. The interesting thing is that human beings, when we go outside of the healthful space that we're supposed to be in with a lifestyle that's filled with good nutrition and healthy food and healthy life practices, when we go outside of that, that's where our DNA kind of kicks in, and we all kind of fall apart differently. The poor nutrition, poor lifestyle will affect each of us rather individually, and I think that's what's challenging to the medical community and to society, because we see different things happening to different people, and we don't realize that most of them are just symptoms of the same problem.
Yes.
And so yours is rather unique, although there's certainly a lot of breast cancer and other issues. But I think the root of all of these symptoms is the same, where
yes.
We're not nourishing ourselves with natural healthy food.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so who were some of the inspirations for you when you did your research?
Oh, gosh, I have to really thank Michio Kushi. Neil Bernard has been fabulous. Recently, more the work of Joel Fuhrman. I really like his approach.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say those three really stand out. Of course, Christina Perrello is such a role model of a vivacious cooking teacher, and with her show. Rory Friedman, of course, is, you know, I can't even name all my heroes. Robin Robertson,
mm-hmm.
get me going.
So you seem to have been influenced a lot by the macrobiotic community.
Yes.
And is it just because you fell into that, or was there something that resounded with that sort of diet?
Right. You know, I have to admit, I started out as a junk food vegetarian. So
yep.
I was like, oh, Hydrox cookies, they're vegan, great. So when I had my first meal at the Kushi Institute of brown rice, steamed kale, and beans, it was like this life-changing experience. I was sitting there chewing and chewing, talking to cancer survivors who had healed themselves just by eating whole natural foods. And I
right.
thought, this is it. This is really it.
Well, the amazing thing is that from whatever angle you come from, a raw food diet or a macrobiotic diet, the bottom line is plant foods are the winner.
Yes.
And there are so many different cuisines now that this is happy eating, this is beautiful eating, this is satisfying eating, and there are so many different recipes and so many different vegan cookbooks coming out.
Yes.
Now, what sets yours apart from all the others that are out there?
You know, I would say the focus on, like you said, the word natural and whole and unprocessed, because I don't use white sugar, no white flour. I really like to have a high integrity with my ingredients. So
mm-hmm.
I would say that's something
yeah.
that I...
Well, what I like about it is these are, I think they're relatively simple recipes,
mm-hmm.
and all on the healthy slant, but creative enough, or the right blends of ingredients, so that these are really satisfying, tasty dishes.
Great. Thanks for saying that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. And there's some really nice pictures. There's one recipe in here that's kind of decadent for me. But good to have from time to time, and that's the zucchini rice patties.
Mm.
And the ingredients are pretty simple and healthy, but it is they are fried. And I don't tend to use much oil, but I could use this recipe from time to time for like some sort of, I'm trying to think of what occasion would be best, but they sort of look like crab cakes.
Right.
And really, really fun.
Yeah, and, you know, alternatively, you can actually bake them. You could just maybe very lightly spray them with a mist of spray oil if you wanted to and just, you know, bake them instead.
Right. Well, that's the amazing thing. What I like about it is there's a season where zucchini is everywhere, and for those who get to garden and they're growing zucchini, there's this period where they're just overwhelmed. The zucchinis are becoming monsters, and you just don't know what to do with them.
Right.
And, you know, they make zucchini bread, and okay, enough already with the zucchini. But this is a great recipe that is a good use for zucchini that I haven't personally done myself. And I really like, in this recipe, you grate the zucchini. And I haven't seen zucchini. I've done it, and I like what happens to zucchini when it's grated, but I don't see that really ever in restaurants or anywhere.
Mm.
So here's two grated zucchini.
Yes, let's hear it.
What's your favorite in this book?
You know, it always changes. Gosh, if I had to pick a favorite, I mean, I definitely have a sweet tooth, so I love like the blueberry pear fluff. It's just a nice, light, satisfying dessert. It's really just using the natural sweetness of the fruit, and yet it gives you that little cozy satisfaction of having something, a treat at the end of the meal.
Right. Now, you have some classic ingredients from the macrobiotic kitchen, like the brown rice syrup and the kuzu starch.
Yeah.
And I know what kuzu starch is. I may have purchased it from time to time, but I'm not that familiar with it. Is it like other starches, like corn starch and potato starch?
Exactly, except it's a little more chunky. It almost looks like little broken up pieces of chalk, so you definitely have to dilute it in the cold water, just like other starches, and then add it to your warm, you know, whatever you're making it, gravy or sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So tell me, you started the kitchen school, the Natural Kitchen Cooking School.
There we go.
That was pretty ambitious.
A little bit of a tongue twister there.
And this is in New Jersey?
We have classes in New Jersey, two programs in New Jersey, and then one in Manhattan.
Hmm. Excellent. And what can people learn while they go through the school?
You know, it's an 8-month program. It meets one weekend a month for 8 months, and we have different themes each weekend. So we have a grain weekend, we have a bean weekend, vegetables, we teach some raw foods. Some of the macrobiotic theory, of course. We have great guest teachers like Alex Jameson, Fran Costigan, and they get goodie bags every weekend. So it's a really comprehensive program as far as plant-based cooking.
Mm. And 8 months, that's a good commitment.
Yeah.
So I imagine you get people that have a wide range of skills, from beginners to people that have a bit of knowledge about food preparation.
You're exactly right, yes.
Which can make it interesting when they're all mixed together in a classroom.
Right. It's a really nice sharing that you see going on. You know, we have one of our graduates is now teaching at the French Culinary Institute, and other folks are just happy to be cooking healthier meals for themselves or their family.
And is it all vegan?
It is all vegan, 100%.
Does anybody ever have any challenges with that when they come to the school? They know what they're getting into.
They know what they're getting into, and I'd say maybe probably, you know, not even half of our students are vegan, the other half, you know, but it's amazing over time. I think people sometimes come in, like we had someone once who was a bodybuilder, and she said, I eat meat, I just want to announce that. And then years later, she suddenly became vegan, and we don't push it. You know, we present the beauty of the food and the cooking and why we do it, the connection with the environment, and then if people want to make that jump, it's great.
What's interesting to me, I find some people are really naturals in the kitchen, and it doesn't matter what cuisine they're familiar with, but they just know what to do with food. And then other people are really out of place and are really lost. Do you see that in your school where, you know, there are some that really take to preparing and others don't have that, I don't know what to call it, imagination or... It's rough because when somebody gets the idea about transitioning to a healthier diet and including more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds in their diet. Some people just, they know what to do. Okay, they're used to having spaghetti and meatballs. They leave out the meatballs, and they might add some vegetables. But other people, it's just like a deer in headlights or something where, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How do I not eat meat? How do I not eat cheese? What is there to eat?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing, the block.
Yeah.
Now, you also do some, do you do some coaching?
I do, yes. I do wellness coaching as well.
And is it related to food?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I basically call myself the food coach. So.
Okay. So I imagine you meet people like this where they just don't have an idea of where to begin?
Yes, and in the chef training program, we address that by introducing the five tastes, and we'll often taste test something and say, now, what does this need? You know, and then people will sort of jump in and say, oh, it needs more sour. Let's add a little brown rice vinegar, or it needs more sweet or salty. So we help to develop that intuition.
Hmm.
And with my coaching, I do that as well, making suggestions and drawing forth on their wisdom and making suggestions. So it's a process, but it really is magical how that can be developed.
Now, what would you like to see happen with this new cookbook that you just put out?
Well, I'm just so excited that it's been, you know, being reviewed on various blogs, and so far everyone's just given it really great reviews, and I guess I'd just like to see it affect more and more people in a positive way and help them to eat a healthy, balanced vegan diet.
That sounds pretty good to me. Okay, let's see. Any other things that you might want to discuss while we're here?
Oh, gosh, we covered a lot. This is just great. I'm enjoying my cup of tea.
Oh, you do. What do you have?
I'm just teasing. You offered me a virtual cup of tea earlier. So.
Right, okay. There's always time for tea.
That's right.
Let's see. Well, oh, you had an opportunity to do some work with the Cancer Project.
Yeah.
With the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Can you talk a little bit about that? I think that's such a great program.
It is. I really, I just love working with the Cancer Project and Neil Bernard and Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They have, if you go to cancerproject.org, they have an amazing selection of recipes on their website and great resources. And what they do is they have about 60 instructors all over the country, and I'm one of them, and we teach a, you know, 4 to 6 or 8 week program helping people who are either dealing with cancer or who want to prevent cancer to learn, you know, meals that can support their immune system, and they get to see a cookbook throughout the course. It's just a great program.
I really would like to see something like that just explode, either with PCRM or, and hospitals should provide something like that for every person that comes in with cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, I had my own experience with ovarian cancer. It was quite a scary time.
Ooh.
It didn't make sense that I got it, but I did.
Mm.
And I just decided to use everything I knew to get over to the other side and get well. And I realized, even though I thought I was a healthy vegan, I think that ultimately saved my life to begin with, and but I had to take my diet up a few notches, and I've just been cramming greens ever since.
Wow.
Green juice,
definitely.
And green foods, and
yes.
You know, some of us need to do a little more than others.
Yes, that's true. Yeah,
but
good for you.
The that information doesn't get out there enough, and you know, I see so many women in particular who are educated and you know, have the means, and they think they're doing things that are healthy. They're eating their yogurt every day,
yeah.
and they really don't realize what they really need to do, and then they get breast cancer or something else. And it's, well, I've heard so many numbers. You probably have heard some of them too. The conservative ones are that like 60% of all cancers could be prevented with diet.
Yes.
And it's probably more.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think it would be front page news that we can, you know, take charge and do something about it. And I think it is getting out there gradually.
Now, I'm not familiar with Ebru's TV Daily Connection. Is that on television? Is that on the Internet?
Yeah, they're actually available on the Internet at this point. You know, that was something that I did a few years ago with Ebru TV, and yeah, that was a lot of fun. I loved working with them, and we did quite a few episodes. So,
is there any way that we can access that, or is that something from some time ago?
Yeah,
I always like to watch food shows on the Internet.
I know, me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a link on our website, naturalkitchenschool.com. There's a section, I believe it's under Meet the Director and Watch Christine on TV, and then there's a link.
Okay, great. Well, definitely, I'm glad you mentioned that because I seem to have forgot to that your website is, again, what is it again?
Oh, sorry, naturalkitchenschool.com.
Naturalkitchenschool.com, great. And if you're interested in the cookbook, it's called The Natural Vegan Kitchen, Recipes from the Natural Kitchen's Cooking School. I think it's a great book for anyone who is transitioning to a healthier diet because there's a lot of very interesting but easy, well-balanced range of recipes in here from, like I like to say, soup to dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you all the best, and I just hope you help many, many people that are open and receptive to learning about a healthy plant-based diet.
I hope so, too. That would make me so happy.
And it will make them happy. That's the point.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Win-win.
But they will only know when they try it.
Yes.
Okay, here's to delicious food. Thank you, Christine Waltemeyer, for joining us today on It's All About Food.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right, I think we'll take a quick little break, and I'll be right back.